welcome to the Nature Speaking Podcast. I'm your host, Chloe, and I'm a second-year 2D animation student in Emily Carr University of Art and Design. For this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the reduction of air pollution in Canada during the COVID-19 lockdown. For the first few months since quarantine, I've noticed that something's been very different with the district I currently live in. I figured that it was just because it was a weird feeling to stay shut in at home. It felt like I was a character in a post-apocalyptic horror thriller film like Bird Box, but I'm sure that was the case for most people. Just like in the film, people all around the world have to remain indoors so as not to risk getting infected by a deadly force. But instead of wearing blindfolds to guard against a visual threat, we have to wear masks to prevent infection from this respiratory virus we are currently facing. The first time I left my house since lockdown, I realized that that feeling of something being different was because my neighborhood had gone quieter. There weren't very many cars and people out, and it seemed like there was less smog, surprisingly. It's no surprise that we as a population would feel the air getting cleaner during this lockdown. Most people have been staying at home to reduce the risk of getting infected. That means that less people are going out to drive to and from work every day, leading to less traffic and less chances for vehicular pollution. Also, there was a survey by Action on Smoking and Health stating that more than 1 million people have decided to quit smoking since the pandemic lockdown, and 41% of these people have said that their reason for quitting is due to coronavirus. That being said, the air quality in many of Canada's most polluted cities have improved over the last few months, reducing the risk of asthma attacks, heart attacks, and strokes, all of which could leave sufferers more prone to COVID-19. There was a statistic in 2019 by Health Canada stating that over 14,000 Canadians die each year due to air pollution. Road traffic is the main outdoor source for the air pollutant, nitrogen dioxide, while tobacco smoke and combustion appliances are the main indoor sources. Nitrogen dioxide can seriously affect human health because it helps form photochemical smog. It can cause a lot of irritants, such as reducing the immunity to lung infections and irritation to the eyes, nose, throat, and lungs. Also, being exposed to higher levels of nitrogen dioxide could gravely affect people who suffer from respiratory problems, causing more frequent and intense attacks. Children with asthma and elderly with heart diseases are especially more at risk to the exposure of nitrogen dioxide. But due to the fact that factories have either been closing down or slowing production, along with less drivers going out since the lockdown has happened, nitrogen dioxide levels have been decreasing in Canada. Toronto and Montreal have noticed their nitrogen dioxide levels falling by 30%. To add to that, Edmonton and Calgary have noticed their levels falling closer to 40%. I'd say that this is especially crucial since we're currently living in a time where it's vital for us to keep our respiratory system healthy in order to keep ourselves and the people around us safe. I personally find it important to find out that the air pollution is going down during this time. I live with my family, and my brother has asthma, so he's more prone to the risks of coronavirus. Our entire family has to be more cautious when we leave our house. So it's a comfort to know that we don't have to worry so much about the air quality affecting my family, especially my brother. The effects of decreased air pollution are only short-term during this lockdown. Once everything goes back to normal, the nitrogen dioxide levels might just rise back up to what they used to be along with the traffic and reopening of factories. Nevertheless, even though it's only temporary, the reduction of air pollution can still lead to having better health. Hopefully, this can serve as a start to more people realizing the effects of climate change and wanting to permanently improve the environment to lead a better quality of life. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Nature Speaking Podcast. If you have any stories of a family member, a loved one, or yourself that you'd like to share about the positive impacts of the drop in air pollution, or if you have any ideas on how to maintain good air quality even after the lockdown, then please send your responses to naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you. Alright, that's all I have for today. See you next time.